Abstract. This article explores how the research methodologies of the indigenous Sami peoples of the Arctic and Maori of New Zealand have contributed to the decolonization of scientific thought and the preservation of their cultures. From a critical and intercultural perspective, it analyzes the strategies of resistance and adaptation that these peoples have developed in the face of the challenges imposed by Western science, highlighting their connection with the defense of territory, linguistic revitalization, and the construction of their own epistemologies. Through a historical and methodological journey, the contributions of these communities are shown, such as the strengthening of Sami cultural symbols in the face of energy projects in Norway and the recovery of the Maori language as a tool for political and social autonomy. These cases are compared with the resistance experiences of the indigenous peoples of Cauca, Colombia, highlighting points of convergence in the struggles for recognition and cultural survival. The analysis is based on documentary review, the author's experiences as indigenous women, and methodologies that integrate respect for the word, spirituality, and collective work. The results underline the need for universities to deepen these epistemologies in order to foster intercultural dialogues that enrich the educational sciences. Keywords: indigenous intercultural research, territory, nature, and knowledge.